Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Will the president's announcement of support for gay marriage help or hurt his reelection prospects in New Hampshire and beyond this fall? It's a question we put to our political team, analyst Republican Todd Dobkey and Democrat Dan Payne. Todd starts.
It could be a wash, because it energizes the president's base, but also galvanizes religious conservatives to back Romney. But while it may look like it washed nationally, it could tilt a key swing state or two, and that could decide the election.
Tilt it in favor or against him?
Well, it's more likely that it would be against Obama, because according to recent polls, a majority of voters oppose gay marriage in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, Virginia. And of course, we just saw in North Carolina where they had a referendum that 61% voted against it. So Obama strategists realize this decision carries some risk.
Well, it's hard to see how it's a plus, because as Todd said, there were 7 out of 9 swing states have laws against gay marriage. But his stance may in some way be liberating for him and his administration. It may lift a cloud of doubt as he campaigns. I'm sure we're going to hear polls that show us how it plays out nationally one way or the other. I have a hard time imagining that it's going to be a front and center issue 6 months from now. And I think they did the smart thing. They got it past him, and now he can campaign on other issues. Or if he wants to campaign as a pro-gay marriage president in some states, he can do that too.
How big a problem is this for President Obama in the black community? A majority of African Americans oppose gay marriage. What do you imagine is going to be said from the pulpit of black churches this weekend?
Well, black ministers were not happy with Deval Patrick when he first ran for governor in this state. He took a lot of abuse because of his pro-gay rights position. And I think that will probably be the case for Barack Obama this Sunday. However, ultimately, the black community came together and supported Deval Patrick in a big way. And I think the same will happen in the country as a whole. Black voters will support President Obama. They understand the significance that he holds in this country as the first black president.
We should keep in mind that Obama's position is still less than what many gay rights advocates want. He says he believes it should be left to the states and that he's just offering his personal opinion, whereas they want to make it legal nationally. So the pressure will be on Obama to be more aggressively opposed to state referenda that keeps gay marriage illegal. The president doesn't want to be too far out in front, though. He doesn't want to be leading the charge, I don't think. And, of course, there's risk for the Republicans as well. Speaker Boehner has said that Republican leaders need to keep the focus on the economy, not social issue. And we saw with Mitt Romney that he's not that comfortable talking about this issue or a lot of other social issues. He said this is a, quote, tender and sensitive issue. Romney, if he talked about this in the wrong way, it could backfire, let's say in a debate or interview. So he's going to be careful. He doesn't want to seem intolerant and out of touch.
Is it a plus for Obama that we're talking about gay marriage, Dan, in this way, in that if we're chatting about gay marriage and the focus is all about gay marriage and same-sex marriage, we're not talking about the state of the economy, which is not a plus for this president at this point in the campaign, and it's not likely to be through November?
On the whole, it's probably not a plus. Gay and lesbian workers in his campaign are going to be energized by this, and he may even be able to raise some significant dollars out of this. But ultimately, the energy is on the other side. The people who are against gay marriage are much more animated and motivated than those who are for it.
I think you're right, though, that if we're not talking about the economy and gas prices and jobs, that does favor Obama. So I think we're going to see him bring up a lot of other issues between now and the election. We should also mention that young voters don't see gay marriage as really controversial. They generally support it. The question there is, will they turn out to vote? Will this issue even matter to them by Election Day? Will they be focused on jobs instead?
Let me ask one more question about this. Of course, Democrats in the White House had been taking some pleasure in portraying Governor Romney as the flip-flopper, the etch-a-sketch candidate, changing positions all the time. Does this position change on the part of the president disarm the Democrats?
Well, the word evolve was starting to haunt the president. Yes, it would be difficult to make Mitt out to be a shapeshifter if Obama was waiting for polls to tell him when to change his position on this issue. This is an issue that cuts both ways for Obama and for Romney.
Well, if Romney believes that the number one issue facing the country is the economy, that's what he should stress. I expect he won't hammer Obama on gay marriage, but his surrogates and his super PAC will. I mean, it's naive of us to assume that Obama isn't going to pay a price from the right and from evangelicals who really consider gay marriage a mortal sin.
Dan is right that a lot of the conservative groups trying to be true to their donors and their activists will be making this a very public issue, even to the point of advertising. But the Romney campaign would much prefer that it's below the radar, that they're not advertising, because that could turn off a lot of swing voters, a lot of undecideds, but they're not in control of this. This kind of controversial issue is very public, even as for a lot of people, it's a very personal issue.
Todd Domke, thanks very much.
Good to be with you.
Dan Payne, thank you.
You're welcome.